Masechet Mayot Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ha-Hedyeh Tefer Kedarko. V'ha-Uman Machlo. A regular person can sew in the normal fashion on Chol HaMayot if he needs to sew something with Tzarech HaMayot. But a skilled worker, a tailor, he can't sew in the normal fashion. He either has to leave spaces in between the stitches or to sew unevenly in order to make a shinu. U'mistargin et amitus. You can weave the cord underneath the bed on Chol HaMayot. Rabbi Yossi says you can't weave the cords underneath the bed, you can only tighten them if they became loose on Chol HaMayot. The second Mayot Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Ma'amidim taner v'kirayim b'mayot. Person may stand up an oven or a stove on Chol HaMayot, meaning to say a person could build, set up, and repair an oven or stove on Chol HaMayot since it's needed for cooking and baking, for yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer. Ein mechapshin et erichayim b'tchilu. A person may not chisel out a mill that is brand new to sharpen it in order that it could be used for grinding. Because this is a tircha yisera, but an old mill that's already sharp, it just needs to be sharpened a bit, that would be mutter and chol HaMayot.